Good morning, Colorado Springs. Thank you for joining us today. It's another brighter day in the neighborhood. I'm Angela Jones, and today we're welcoming one of Brighter Day's finest and shiniest employees, Sarah Malone.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on. Very exciting, slightly nerve-wracking, yeah. But we're going to do it.
Okay. Well, I love to have our team members on. We always love to do these Brighter Day spotlights, and we're going to have a little group of team members that are spotlighted on the program coming up here because we've just opened a Nashville, Tennessee office, and you actually, even though you've always been a part of the Colorado office remotely, you actually live in Nashville.
I do. It's very exciting. I've been working out of Paul and Wendy Rutherford's office, and that's the transition that we're currently working on, working with your in-laws. Wild and so fun. Actually, at the end of the day, you never would have guessed working with your in-laws could be fun, but it actually is. And joining Brighter Day, I joined back in September. It's been a long journey, and the fact that we're bringing it to Nashville and I'm getting to help do that is really exciting.
Yeah, well, let's delve into this whole thing because, you know, the people that are joining us today may not know who Wendy and Paul are, and certainly not this in-laws thing you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. So Wendy and Paul Rutherford are two attorneys that have joined Brighter Day that are part of this transition, and you're engaged to their son, Sam.
Yes.
Getting married in September.
Yes. September, my lucky month, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And Wendy actually recommended me to you and you to me for the position you're in now.
Yes. She helped facilitate this whole thing. She's the mastermind behind it all.
And right. And I know when we were trying to work out the logistics, at least on your end, in terms of where you would work and how you would, you know, have the space to do what we had you doing, they offered a part of their law office, and which is becoming Brighter Day law offices now.
Yes, that has been a very fun transition, very exciting. All of the ins and outs and the tiny little details that you're like, oh, right, what are we going to do about this?
Right.
You know, and figuring that all out. It's been a journey, but fun. And I'm very excited to see the end result. I think bringing Brighter Day to Nashville is really gonna just open a whole world of opportunities.
Well, I'm super excited about the whole thing. Really, really looking forward to it because I actually got my start in the legal field in Nashville. I moved to Tennessee to go to Austin Peay in my early 20s. Or finish up school in my early 20s. I went on to law school at the University of Tennessee, and I practiced in full time. I did some clerkships in D.C. and Nashville, but ended up at a law firm in downtown. But I'm wanting to say it was definitely the first month I was there. I cannot remember if I was still I finished up at Vanderbilt, so I can't remember if I was still at Vanderbilt. Or if it was when I actually had passed the bar. I think it was when I had first passed the bar because Noah was little baby in his carrier.
Yeah.
And his birthday is in May? May timeframe?
No, August. Because when Sam proposed, we went for Noah's birthday trip and we kind of hijacked it. Just a little bit.
Okay, I remember that.
And it was in August. I believe August 20th. Okay. Yeah.
Then it definitely would have been either right after I'd taken the bar or right after it was probably right after I'd gained admission to the Tennessee bar back in 99 that I met Wendy. But Noah was definitely a little teeny baby. And I've got pictures of when you had your proposal.
Yes.
And you had your Brighter Day hat on at that time.
Oh, yes. I was repping the Brighter Day hardcore. I had my nice hat on. I was ready to go.
We're going to have to put that up on the website.
We do.
That's the cutest thing.
Well, and he proposed at the falls at Yellowstone. And so, I mean, picture is breathtaking. And then, you know, the proposals. Yeah, also
pretty
cool.
That was also great.
Also great. One of the best moments of my life. Yeah.
So you grew up in Nashville or near there, right?
Near there. So I grew up about 20, 30 minutes outside of Nashville in the Hendersonville area. Mm-hmm. And I can remember when Hendersonville looked similar to Colorado in the fact that there's a lot of openness, mm-hmm. but now not so much. You know, I was talking earlier and it looks very much so like this general area with shops everywhere. Mm-hmm. And there's just not a whole lot of open space like there used to be. Which is, you know, good growth, but also I enjoy the nature. And so getting to come out here and just see the mountains and the snow makes you emotional almost because it's just so beautiful. And with Nashville, you get a different beauty. You get a city beautiful, you know, and I kind of prefer the nature versus city. So it's very nice getting to have Colorado as one of the other offices. So whenever I'm tired of the city life, I can be like, can I come to Colorado? Do a little business in the office, you know, help out.
Sure, of course. And I like, for me, it's that back and forth because with the lake, you know, the Cumberland, go out in the lake. And that is, if I have a complaint about Colorado, which I don't have much to complain about, as you can attest driving in here today, you know, just marveling at Pikes Peak. Absolutely. Was just, it's beautiful. And you know, it's fantastic here. There's not enough water. I mean, when there's a little, there's a couple little reservoir type lakes around, and there's certainly rivers, and I fly fish. And so we, you know, get out in waders in those, but it's not the same because I grew up on lakes in Florida, like the whole county was basically lakes. So I grew up on water skiing. And so I never learned to snow ski. I only know how to water ski, so I'm at a disadvantage.
Definitely. No, I'm not a good skier, water or snow. Mm. I don't have the best knees for that, unfortunately, but I've tried, and Samuel has quite a few videos of my attempts that he better not ever share with anybody because, oh my goodness, snow, water, all just not a pretty picture.
Now, were we at A Basin? When you came out?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, with glasses, especially when you're trying to have, like, the snow shield and then the goggles, everything fogs up, and then next thing you know, you can't see, and then the hair's everywhere, and you're just, But, you know, it was still fun, you know, getting out there, getting the experience, trying something new.
Yeah.
And knowing, okay, not my forte, not my thing. I'll be in the ski lodge with the coffee and the good book with the fireplace. You do your snow.
I think they call that ski a pre, but I'm not positive. I do the same thing, except I'll have an Irish coffee.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, no, definitely got to make it a little Irish, but
that's right.
It's interesting, you know, all what's happening going from Nashville to Colorado and possibly maybe Florida down the line, you know, transitions are hard.
Yeah.
But learning and experiencing that change makes you a better person at the end of the day, I think, you know, because that goes with you, you know, and you can take that later on and go, okay, here's another change. Here's another moment where you just got to buckle down and get her done, you know,
that's right.
And not let it mind mess with you, you know, get in your mind.
So let's talk about that, this idea of change. Cause you know, like you were talking about, you're getting married in September and you know, there are statistics that are out there, that talk about marriage actually, even though it's a very good thing, or having your first baby or buying your first home, lots of good things, things that people work toward, being among the top stressors for people. So when it comes to change, you know, good change, necessary change is very difficult. And so what have you found to be, you know, and I heard you say, you know, like, oh, just buckle down, get it done, whatever. But what have you found to be, you know, a good technique for you in, you know, when you have a challenging day or when you are used to doing something a certain way, and find that you got to do it different, or hey, this isn't going real well, and so I've got to make a tough choice to change things up.
Well, for me, I try and put myself in someone else's shoes mm-hmm. that's already doing what I'm supposed to be doing to mm-hmm. go, okay, what are they doing that I'm not? Mm. You know, not how can I be like them, mm-hmm. but how can I navigate my own self and how I see things mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to correspond with what actually needs to be done. You know, Sam and I, very different communication styles.
Right.
You know, but we have learned throughout our dating of, okay, you sometimes need your space. Whereas I am a, no, we're going to talk about this right now. We're going to resolve it. I can't force that on him.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that is something that I had to change. Mm-hmm. He also had to change that he couldn't take 2 days to process something because I am going crazy mm-hmm. right here mm-hmm. going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Right.
You know, and so we've had to, I will give you your time, mm-hmm. but you also need to give me the resolution. You
sure.
know, we need to come to the end of this and put it behind us and be able to go on with our lives, mm-hmm, you know? And so, you know, you came into the office the other day and you're like, why isn't this done? And I was like, that's an excellent question. Let me find the answer to this because I don't know. And within a matter of minutes, I was able to Teams a couple of people and go, ha, I know, we just didn't communicate. And right. at the end of the day, it boils down to a lot of communication mm-hmm. and figuring out how people best communicate mm-hmm. and then changing how you're communicating to mm-hmm. better get the point across of this needs to be done
right.
in this way, you know, because of X, Y, and Z, and go from there, you know. And some people have a harder time putting themselves in other people's shoes and being able to see from mm-hmm. someone else's point of view. And I think that's a huge benefit to being able to work with other people that aren't mm-hmm. going to necessarily see things the same way that you do, because we can't all be identical to everyone else. You know, that would be so right. boring too.
Right.
Who would want that?
No.
So that's a huge thing for me. Yeah. I think.
Well, and I think we've been going over as we've been onboarding the Nashville office and what have you, our, you know, values mm-hmm. and service standards and things like that. We have the acronym Brighter Days. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me, like, the past couple, we've gone over respect, we've gone over integrity. There's a number of other ones, but a lot of it does really come down to communication. Mm-hmm. It's that being willing to engage, and it's being proactive in the communication. It's even seeking the what some people would say negative feedback. Yeah. We're working through radical candor at the office as a group, and to learn some skills. Yeah. Really, it's skills around, you know, cultivate a culture around, you know, I think it basically the way I'm conceptualizing it is that I'm really not doing you a favor, and you're not doing me any favors when you aren't brave enough yeah. or you don't have permission to come and say, you know what, when you did X, it landed like this. And I think if you had done Y instead, then you would have been more successful at that. Or, hey, I'm seeing you struggling and, you know, I'm not sure if you recognize that, mm-hmm. but, you know, here's what I've observed and, you know, don't take my word for it.
Right.
Maybe videotape yourself in these interactions, but with the heart of, you know, not pointing fingers or making people feel bad or what
right.
have you. Although criticism actually feels hard, you know, whether you're giving it or receiving it. I'm not sure which is worse. I got to tell you, I think I'd almost rather get, you know, like
yeah.
negative feedback than,
have to
you know,
give it.
Provide that to somebody else. I don't know that it really comes across because I do have to tell people so often, you know, this is what you're doing. This is what I need you doing instead. But, you know, just to have that open door for
yeah.
communication.
No, and I agree, because radical candor, you know, when you first said we were going to read this book, I'm like, oh, snap. But then I start reading it and I'm mm-hmm. like, honestly, why wouldn't people prefer to communicate this way? Because at the end of the day, you're getting your point across, but you're doing it in a professional manner. You're not doing it to talk down to someone or be like, you suck.
Right.
You're doing it to help improve. Mm-hmm. And since joining Brighter Day, I have made leaps and bounds in my personal growth because I've never had a job that cared about the person as much. You know, it's always been, you're here to do a job, do the dang job, clock out.
Right.
Whereas you are like, okay, let's stop. You know, we do our stand-ups every morning. I love that because we all get to get together, especially for those remote employees, never hardly in the office.
Right.
You know, and so you still get to have that personal connection with employees that you wouldn't necessarily have that connection with because they're in Michigan, Colorado, you know, Louisiana, all over the place.
That's
whereas
right.
now we get that. And I've done a lot of self-reflection since joining Brighter Day and have changed a lot of how I handle certain situations because I'm like, I'm not the carpet on the floor for people to just walk over. I'm an actual person. I have my own boundaries that I can actually set. And so that has been a very difficult process, kind of fun, you know, because I'm learning better of, okay, I can do this. This is an acceptable thing for me to do. Whereas, no, I'm not just going to drop everything to help you look at a file, you know, just to look at it with you. I have way too much to be doing to do that. It's not in my job description. If you have something specific, billing related, preferably, by all means, hit me up. But this is not something that I can actually help with.
Right.
You know, and setting those boundaries has never been something that I'm good at. And so learning to do that has been amazing because you can apply that to every aspect in your life, not just work and not just personal. I've had jobs where managers have come and gone, you have to make this happen. And I'm going, okay, I don't have the staff to make this happen. What am I supposed to do? And have been told, figure it out. I can't pull people out my butt. I'd love to be able to make that happen.
Can't pull a rabbit out of a hat.
But I can't do that. I'm not a magician. I'm not, you know, God. I can't make things that just appear. And so having a company that's actually like, okay, you're right. You don't have all of the tools you need. So we'll change it to this. Or
let's
I'll get
the
you
tools.
The tools.
That's right.
I didn't know you didn't have the tools. Here you go. Why didn't you say so? Oh, wow. Why didn't I say so? And then you take a moment to go, if I had just said from day one, I don't have a camera, then you would have sent a camera day one.
Right.
Whereas I'm showing up to stand up with no camera and you're going, why can't I see your face? Well, I don't have a camera. You should have said something, you know, and that's just things that I would have not done in the past. And there's no reason to do that. And so reading Radical Candor is really kind of eye-opening because you are someone that if I feel you have yelled at me for no reason, I can come to you and go, why'd you say that?
Yeah.
You know? Now, I don't think you've ever actually yelled at me. I get you talk with a purpose. You have a reason for what you are saying because that's how I am.
Right, right.
I'm a little loud when I talk. So are you.
Yep.
So is Sam. So is Wendy. You know, I got a whole bunch of loud people in my life. So I'm not, it doesn't faze me like it fazes some people. But that's, you know, what you say to me might actually hurt someone else's feelings. But you have always been so good about coming back and making sure everything's okay. And that's amazing. I don't think you understand how you impact people, especially your employees.
Oh, I appreciate that, Sarah. You're important to me.
Thank you. Okay. Not trying to get emotional.
You're listening to another Brighter Day in the Neighborhood. I'm your host, Angela Jones, and we have with us here today the Brighter Day's shining star and billing specialist, Sarah Malone.
Thank you so much.
Sure. I wanted to delve into, I know you said earlier that skiing wasn't your hobby. I wanted to kind of delve into what kind of hobbies you do have.
Yes. So my hobbies include crime series, dramas, documentaries.
Crime series.
Yes, I love crime documentaries, but I also just love being outside. You know, we have Nashville is growing. But there are still places that, like Gallatin, isn't as grown. And we have some friends that have bought a property out there, and they have like 37 acres that they're building. And so we go out there all the time and ride ATVs, and, you know, we take the dogs out there, and, you know, the guys do some hunting and things like that. So I really like to be outdoors, kayaking.
Right.
Occasionally I might try and read a good book, but for the most part, I try and be outside as much as possible. You might not tell, by the way, you know, I'm pale, but.
Well, we also, the pretty blue nails that pretty we blue are nails, both yes. Are sporting.
Gotta rep the brighter day colors, yeah, of course.
The on-trend blue nails, yes. Or so I've been told.
Well, you're very trendy. You always know what's in. But no, other than that, I just spend a lot of time with family as well. You know, yeah. Sam's family is very much so a big family, you know, and they're very close. And so someone's having a birthday, we're having a party.
Right.
And we have the most beautiful birthday song there ever was. Everyone sings totally off tune. No one is even on the same word throughout the entire song. But I mean, it's things like that that just, you don't get a whole lot, you know. Whenever I hear people sing happy birthday, it's always happy birthday to you. Whereas with the Rutherford Clan, I won't make the audience deaf by doing a rendition of it, but it's very loud.
Well, and we actually have adopted that same tradition in the Brighter Day stand-up whenever it's someone's birthday.
Yes.
And the long and the short of it is you sing as loud and off-key as you can manage.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, the more the merrier.
Yeah, which for those of us who actually cannot sing, it's quite a good thing, because then, you know, everyone else is kind of sounding just as bad as you are, you know, but it's fun. You can just cut loose, and it's, yeah. But other than that, I'm kind of a boring person. I don't do a whole lot other than...
I didn't know you had dogs.
Well, so I have a little tiny Pekingese.
Okay.
So one of those, you know, ankle biter dogs. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And my sister, they have a big pit bull.
Okay.
Yes. And I have semi-adopted the pit bull. I treat him like one of my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. I take him with me on my coffee runs on the weekend to get him a pup cup. My Pekingese is too old, so I bring her a little pup cup. She's very, very old. But he's super young, energetic, and so I take him with me. And I take him out on the property that our friends have and let him roam around so that he can get some exercise. Fine. But my nieces and nephews are also huge. I have two nieces and two nephews. The oldest is 8 and the youngest was born a couple months back. So he is not that old at all. Yeah, they are fairly spread out. And I am... a shining star to them.
Yes.
And that is just being an aunt.
You're the cool aunt.
I'm the cool aunt. Yeah, no, I'm the favorite. I'm the best. I can do no wrong. And I'm like, oh, and my sister gives me such a hard time for it. I'm like, just you wait. Eventually, yeah. I'll have my kids and I'm going to be the worst person ever. And you're going to be the favorite aunt that gets to do all of the fun stuff. Yeah. She's like, just you wait. I can't wait.
Well, my sister got cool aunt status and I got the, I guess, old mean aunt status. I don't even know.
Oh, no. I don't believe that for a moment.
I don't know. I'm the oldest. So there's a different kind of tone. Whereas my sister is the, you know, the youngest girl and also a middle kid. Mm. And there's a whole different.
Yeah.
Vibe to that whole
I'm
thing.
I'm the middle child.
Where I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's get it together. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Get your feet off the couch. Do not let him do that. You know?
Yeah. No, that can be a little, but it's because you care at the end of the day, you know?
Yes, it is. And I will tell you, I am actually, though, really looking forward to having grandkids because I absolutely plan to let them run buck wild.
Right. Do
just
what they want.
Wild.
I love it. Yeah. No, my mom loves being a grandmother. It's one of her favorite things, but it's so weird watching someone, because I was there when my oldest niece was born. I was actually like holding a leg.
Oh my goodness.
I was there.
You were there.
And now she's like, Sarah, what are we going to be doing? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, stop. You're too old. I'm too old. This is not happening. I should be in high school. You should be this big watching the Olympics with your mom, not knowing what anything is. And the fact that she is as big as she is and is fully aware of what's going on, it's like you're your own little person.
Like a whole person.
When did that happen?
Right.
You know? How did that happen?
Right.
And watching all of my other nieces and nephews grow up, and I'm like, oh, who are you going to be?
Right.
What kind of person are you going to be?
Just wait till she's 30 and she was the first baby.
My gosh.
I got one of those.
Yeah. I look at my aunts now and uncles now, and I'm like, one day that's going to be me, you know, and just thinking of the future and what it holds. Yeah. Because again, a year ago, I did not know that I would be working for Brighter Day.
Well, we're sure glad you do. And I've enjoyed so much spending this time here with you today. And I'm really excited and looking forward to all the time that we're going to have to spend together in the future.
I am too. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was definitely fun.
And thank you all for joining us for another Brighter Day in the Neighborhood. We're here at the same time and on the same station each week, and we look forward to you being able to tune in again soon. Until then, have a brighter day.